Today's scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 10, verses 1 through 18.
今日经文是来自 诗篇第10章1至18节。
We'll read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们首先用英文读,一起读,然后再用广东话一起读。
Psalm 10, verse 1. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down, and fall by his might. He says in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, you will not call to account? But you do see, for you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you, the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more.
Psalm 10:1-18. 把困苦人追得火急，愿他们困陷在自己所设的计谋里。因为恶人以心愿自夸，贪财的背弃耶和华，并且轻慢他。恶人面带骄傲，说耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。 凡他所作的时常稳固，你的审判超过他的眼界。至于他一切的敌人，他都向他们喷气。他心里说：我必不动摇，世世代代不遭灾难。他满口是咒骂、诡诈、欺压，舌底是毒害奸恶。他在村庄埋伏等候。 他在隐密处杀害无辜的人，他的眼睛窥探无依靠的人。他埋伏在暗地，如狮子钻在洞中。他埋伏要掳去困苦人，他拉网要把困苦人掳去。他屈身钻伏，无依无靠的人就倒在他爪牙之下。 他心里说， 神竟忘记了他掩面，永不观看。耶和华啊，求你起来，神啊，求你举手，不要忘记困苦人。恶人为何轻慢神？心里说，你必不追究。其实你已经学观看，因为奸恶毒害你都看见了。为要以手施行报应，无倚无靠的人把自己交托你，你向来是帮助孤儿的。愿你打断恶人的臂膀臂，至于坏人，愿你追究他的恶，直到正尽。耶和华永永远远为王，外邦人从他的地已经灭绝了。耶和华啊，谦卑人的心愿你早已知道，你必预备他们的心，也必侧耳听他们的祈求，为要给孤儿和受欺压的人伸冤，使强横的人不必再威吓他们。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
愿神祝福听他和读他的话语的人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled Lamenting Before the Lord.
程牧师今天的宣讲的题目是在主前抱怨哀叹。
Pastor Wilson, we see you.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. Yeah, I can't really see anyone, but...
Switch to gallery view? Or the camera on the lower left?
Lower left. Yeah, I'm on the iPad. I don't really see it. Switch camera? There it is.
Nope. Go back. Switch camera again. There's like a little camera blue icon. No, don't switch camera anymore. Click it one more time. Switch camera. Yep. And then on the lower bottom right, you may see like a little camera to kind of extend.
I don't see. I only see it says David Chan on the right, lower right box.
Click on that. You see?
Okay, I see the slides on there.
Okay.
But I don't see anything on my iPad. It's black and a white dot.
If you slide the screen to the right or to the left, you slide the panels.
Nothing.
To the right.
Are you able to see the slide?
I see Raymond. I see the slide, but that's it. Why don't I just proceed? I can't really see. I'll just proceed. I can't really see anything.
We can see you.
Okay, great. Well, you know, in this is a tough psalm, and in these opening verses, what David is doing is he's painting a portrait of a wicked person.
咁呢个诗篇咧唔系一个容易明白嘅诗篇。咁呢个大卫呢个诗人咧开始嘅时候描述紧一个邪恶嘅人。
And he's controlled by his passions.
佢被佢嘅情感控制住。
That wicked person has greed, and that's the motive of his heart.
这个邪恶的人很贪心，这个就是他的心的推动力。
And the psalmist David is being inflicted by the evil person.
而这个诗人大卫呢是被这个邪恶的人去影响。
And that's what we see in verse 1 in the English Standard Version. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away?
所以我们在第一节里面看到说，为什么神你是站在远处呢？
The psalmist continues in the second part of verse 1. Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
他继续说，为什么在患难的时候神要隐藏起来呢？
I'd like you to see the raw honesty of the psalmist. My screen is frozen here. Can you hear me still?
Yes, we can still hear you.
Yeah. I hope you see the raw honesty of this prayer to God. And I can't hear Raymond.
Sorry, everyone. I believe Raymond is having difficulties. Pastor Wilson, if you could point your camera down a little bit. Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, I'm holding the iPad. I don't have a stand. And it's plugged in.
Do you still see your first line, lamenting before the Lord?
I see that slide, yes.
Okay. Just wait for Raymond to come back.
You know, I switched to a older laptop. Is Raymond back?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hope you see the raw honesty in this psalm. As David prays to God,
希望你睇到大卫向神祈祷嘅时候，佢几咁坦白。
And you know, if I had to paraphrase verse 1, you know what David is saying? He's saying, God, I know you're not mean, but you feel like you're mean to me today.
咁我可以用另一句说话讲，就系大卫向神讲嘅时候，就系话你系唔系咁刻薄嘅？咁但系你今日对我好似好刻薄。
And so the value of the psalm is the psalmist is grieving.
所以这个诗篇呢，就是在这里哀痛的。
You see, grief at times feels cruel.
这个哀痛有时候是会觉得很残忍。
And as you well know, life is full of trouble.
你都知道生命有很多困难。
And that has been amplified recently during this pandemic.
特别是好像在最近这个疫情里面就见得更加明显。
Maybe you felt like that as you cried out to the Lord in sorrow.
或者你好像觉得去向神去呼喊。
Maybe you lost a loved one during the pandemic.
或者在你疫情里面你失去一位至亲。
Maybe some major disappointment has happened to you.
或者在你生命里面最近有些很不如意的事发生。
Again, I haven't even mentioned some of the more obvious pains of life, like bad news about your health.
或者在你的健康里面有些不好的消息。
Or the uncertainty of the pandemic and our financial woes.
或者在疫情里面我们的经济的不稳。
You see, the Psalms here are recorded for us for our instruction. It's for our benefit.
这个诗篇记录下来是为着我们的好处。
And so a complaint, an honest and blunt conversation with God is what we see here.
我哋睇到嘅系向神嘅一个坦诚嘅对话。
And it's not in just in Psalm 10. There are many lament psalms.
其实唔单止系诗篇第十篇，其他嘅诗篇亦都好似有一个哀叹喺里边。
I'll just point out a couple of them to you. A very well known one is Psalm 22.
譬如诗篇第二十二篇。
That's the psalm that Jesus quotes on the cross.
这个就是耶稣基督在十字架上面所引用的经文。
That's a psalm of lament.
这个是一个哀叹的诗篇。
Psalm 13, which we'll look at in the near future, is also a lament psalm.
我们将来会看到的第十三篇也是一个哀叹的诗篇。
And so we learn much as we experience the mercy of the lament psalms.
所以当我们去学习这个哀叹的诗篇的时候，我们看到里面的怜悯。
But you have to learn how to biblically complain.
但你要学习一下怎样是可以根据圣经这样去向神去埋怨或者投诉。
And in the case of Psalm 10, the psalmist is complaining of the evil person who's hurting him.
好像这个诗篇第十篇我们刚刚看过，就是诗人去向神去投诉这个邪恶的人去伤害了他。
If we could hit slide 3, what is a godly complaint?
一个属神的埋怨是怎样的呢？
The first step, of course, is to turn to God in prayer. That's what we all need to do.
第一首要做的就是向神去祈祷。
But the next step is harder. That's the lament. It's to bring our complaints to God in a biblical way.
第二步就是将我们的埋怨是用圣经的方法带到神的面前。
Now, when we do that second step, bringing our complaints to God, there's two sub-steps to it. And they're very simple. Asking boldly and trusting.
咁呢个第二步亦都有两个一个小步，就系第一就系勇敢嘅去问，第二就系去相信。
But there's a tension here, and I think you feel that presently as we talk about lamenting psalms.
但系当你个哀讲呢个哀叹嘅诗篇嘅时候，当中会有一个张力。
We all don't like complainers.
我哋都唔中意嗰啲埋怨嘅人，中意埋怨嘅人。
Complain is not a very positive word.
埋怨唔系一个好正面嘅字。
It seems like the wrong response to situations where we should be content or thankful.
就是当我哋系需要去满足、去感恩嘅时候，埋怨唔系一个好正面嘅回应。
But let me ask you.Is that, as we read the Bible, is that always the case there?
但我想问下你，就是当我们看圣经的时候，是不是经常都是这样呢？
Complaining can't always be wrong because there are many lament psalms.
埋怨没可能经常都是错，因为我们看到有很多的哀叹的诗篇都是这样。
And as you get familiar with them, you'll discover a lot of creative, godly complaining.
当我们去慢慢去看的时候，我们会发现很多是属神的埋怨。
And apparently, those expressions of sorrow, fear, frustration, confusion, apparently they're not sinful.
就好像哀痛、恐惧、挫败或者是混乱，这些都不是说罪。
In fact, in the past, the church put them to music.Because entire congregations sang the psalms.
甚至乎在以往教会都将这些去将它成为是诗歌去唱出来。
And so they sang their frustrations to the Lord.
所以他们将他们的挫败感去向神去唱出来。
Now don't misunderstand me here.
不要误解。
I'm not giving you the okay or the permission to ventself-centered rage at God.
我不是给你呢去向神去将一个自我中心的愤怒向神就这样倾出来。
You know, when life goes awry and not as you planned, I'm not suggesting that you have a right to be angry at God.
当这个生命如意的时候，我不是说你听话你有权去向神去发怒。
I think because we're full of unrighteous anger that that's always wrong.
因为我们很多时都是发怒是不义的，所以我们经常都是错。
But Psalms like Psalm 10 indicate to us there's a place for complaining in a godly way.
但是诗篇第十篇给我们讲，我们听，我们是可以是有一个属神的方法去向神去埋怨。
As you bring your complaint to the Lord, that's the centrality of a lament.
当这个埋怨去带到神的面前的时候，这个就是这个哀叹的诗篇的中心。
I have this on slide 4. It's a quote from an author who struggled with cancer, Todd Billings.
咁我有一个引用一个作者佢喺呢个癌症里面搏斗嘅时候嘅一个说话。
He wrote a book, Rejoicing and Lament, Wrestling with Incurable Cancer and Life in Christ.
佢写过一本书就系话，佢话喺哀痛里面去喜乐，就系从呢个不能医治嘅癌症嘅搏斗。
And I have it on the slide for you. And I know, again, for those of you who don't speak English, this is not ideal, but I think it's best to quote him. He says, writers of laments and complaints in the Psalms often seek to make their case against God, frequently citing God's promises in order to complain that God seems to be forgetting his promises. They throw the problem.
Sorry,
go ahead. Right.
咁喺书里边讲咧，就系话呢啲写呢个哀叹诗篇嘅诗人咧，好多时就系引用翻神嘅应许，好似向神去提醒翻神系咪忘记咗佢嘅应许咧
？Do you see what Billings is saying? They throw the promises of God back to God.
你睇呢个作者就系话咧，佢将呢个应许咧去掉翻俾神。
And so that is a godly complaint, a complaint saying, "Why have you forsaken me, O Lord?"
这个属神的埋怨就是说去向神去讲为什么你忘记了我呢
Now many people I know fall into two camps when walking through suffering.
很多时候人在这个苦难里面去行过的时候呢他们是会属于两种的人。
Some of those people get angry. Some of those other people are in denial.
有一种就是他们会愤怒，另一种就是他们否定他们所经历的。
Those who are filled with rage and anger at God, they're sort of putting themselves in a prison of despair and bitterness.
这些愤怒的人就好像是将自己困在一个绝望、苦毒的囚牢里面。
That's because their rage rising against the Lord, brings them more anger.
因为他们向神的发怒只会令到他们是更加愤怒。
Their spiritual life is never the same.
他们的属灵生命不再一样。
Tragically, even some of them walk away from Christianity.
有些人甚至乎之中是离开了他们的信仰。
In other words, the pain and the anger pave the way for unbelief.
换句话讲，他们的痛苦、他们的愤怒，去使到他们至终成为不信。
The other group seems to think that godliness means a new form of stoicism.
另一种的人就好像说，他们以为敬虔就是一种新的斯多葛派的主义。
They try to project an air of contentment that feels like denial. They say everything's fine.
他们尝试营造一个气氛就好像一个拒绝他们经历着所有的东西。他们说所有的东西都挺好啊。
But that's not what God wants. God wants honesty.
但这个不是神所要的，神所要的就是一个真诚。
And that's why biblical lament is an alternative to that unrighteous anger on the one hand or the denial on the other.
所以这个合乎圣经的哀叹呢，就是对于这个愤怒的人或者是否定喜欢否定的人的另一个出路。
And through godly complaint or lamenting, we're able to express our disappointment and move toward a resolution.
所以个属神嘅埋怨或者系呢个嗟叹哀叹，系帮助我哋去表达我哋嘅失望，以致去到一个能够去到一个解决嘅地步。
The reason why that's possible is we complain on the basis of our belief on who God is and what He can do.
我哋嘅埋怨通常就系建基于话我哋所信嘅人系边，我所信嘅神系边一个，或者系佢可以做到啲乜嘢。
I have another quote on slide 5, which is the next slide here, by Mark Averrogope, who's a PCA pastor and author of a book, Dark Clouds and Deep Mercy.
咁一个长老会嘅牧师，佢写过一段嘅说话。
And he says, while crying is human, to lament is Christian.
佢话当系哀哭嘅时候系一个人，但系当你嗟叹嘅时候，你基督徒。
He goes on, lament is how those who know what God is like and believe in Him address their pain. God is good, but life is hard.
哀叹就系嗰啲人，佢哋知道神系边一个，同埋佢哋相信嗰个系边一位，去知道神会去对付佢哋嘅痛苦。佢哋知道神系好嘅，但系生命系困难嘅。
On the next slide, slide 6, I have another quote from another woman author who talks about a lament psalm in an article. This is on slide 6. And she says, this is Stacy Gladysmith, a lament honestly and specifically names a situation or circumstance that is painful, wrong, or unjust. In other words, a circumstance that does not align with God's character and therefore does not make sense within God's kingdom.
这个作者讲呢，就是说呢，一个哀叹是坦诚的，是特别去针对一些的情况或者是处境的时候，是痛苦，是错，是不公义的时候，就是说呢，这些处境是跟神的位格是不相称，所以这些处境是不应该属于神的国的。
I hope you're seeing the value of the lament psalms.
我希望你看到这些哀叹的诗篇的价值。
Again, lament is the language of the people of God who believe in God's sovereignty, but they live in a world full of tragedy.
哀叹就是这些人，他们相信神的主权，但是活在一个世界是充满了悲剧的世界，他们所用的言语。
Just think for a moment of all the pain that we've seen or felt just over the last few months or over the years involving people you know or yourself.
去想象一下你过去几个月或者甚至以往那么多年所经历过，你所爱的人所经历过的痛苦。
You know, I'll just name a couple because you probably have fresh in your memory many others, but for instance, my mother was a widow for 42 years.
譬如我妈妈是40年的寡妇。
David and Judy Wong, David is pastor of Covenant Church Whitestone, lost their firstborn son, Joseph, at an early age, in the mid-20s, he died suddenly.
或者你记得黄牧师他失去的儿子，个仔仲是20多岁。
Again, we all believe that God is in control, that God is sovereign, but life is still hard.
总之我们知道神是有主权，神是控制住所有的东西，但是生命也都是困难。
And part of the reason it's hard is that we believers trust and believe in the promises of the Bible.
为什么特别困难，就是因为我们相信的人，我们相信圣经的应许。
And so what we're doing is we're fighting the battle to trust in the promises of God through our tears.
我们做的就是说在我们眼泪里面去 争取了神那个应许的实现。
If you practice godly lamenting, you'll discover the grace of God there.
如果你实行这个属神那个哀叹的时候，你看到神在那里。
And that's why you and I have to learn how to complain the right way.
所以我们要学习怎样是正确的向神去埋怨投诉。
And that means understanding biblical lament.
也就是说我们要去明白哀叹的诗篇。
Let me point again back to verse 1. These are two strong complaints in verse 1 of Psalm 10. Why, O God, do you stand far away? And that second complaint is just as strong. Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
我们回去第一、第二节，这个诗人他怎样去向神去投诉埋怨？他说：耶和华，你为什么站在远处？在患难的时候，为什么隐藏？
The obvious problem is unresolved evil, unresolved injustice.
个问题就是在于那个人那个邪恶和不公义是未被解决。
Now, we as readers of Psalm 10 don't know the specific background or the setting in which this was written.
我们不知道当时的诗篇所写的背景是怎样。
But as you'll see on slide 8, some lament psalms were written because of a national crisis. We do know that.
但我们知道有些哀叹的诗篇他们写的时候，因为他们的国家经历一个危难。
Okay, there's one more slide if you could. Advance one more slide, thank you. It appeared, again, other lament psalms were written because of personal problems.
其他哀叹的诗篇就是因为一些个人的问题。
But whether it's a national crisis or personal problem, we know that the psalmist is dealing with an injustice.
无论是国家的问题或者个人的问题，我们知道诗人都是面对着一些不公义的事情。
And the psalmist is also wrestling with God, allowing it to remain, because God is allowing the injustice to continue, is left unchallenged.
因为神是容让着这些不公义的事情继续发生着的时候，这个诗人就好像在当中去跟神摔跤一样。
So the first step to biblical lamenting is to bring your tough questions to God.
所以哀叹的第一步就是将你那个难题带到神的面前。
The psalmist is deeply troubled that God seems like he's too far removed to what is happening.
这个诗人讲的就是说神好像是站在远处，不理现在发生的事。
Now, in Psalm 10 verse 1, the verse we just read, the word Lord there is his sacred, powerful name, Yahweh.
他第一节所讲的他的神耶和华是一个很有力的字，这个神的名。
And if you're familiar with the book of Exodus, you know that that name means I am.
如果你记得出埃及记所讲耶和华这个名，就是说我是自有永有的。
It's the name God gave Moses at the burning bush when he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
这个名就是当摩西站在这个烧紧的荆棘的前面，神说你要将这个名去带给以色列人，他说那位自有永有的派你去到他们的当中。
Yahweh was the name of the God who delivered his people from the grip of the most powerful nation on earth back then.
又说这个名就是将这帮人从这个地上边最有力的这个国当中去释放出来。
God, the great I am, made a mockery of the false gods of Egypt, turning them against their own worshippers in the 10 plagues.
这个神是在这些埃及这么多假神的面前去嘲弄他们，将这个十灾去带到他们的人当中。
This was the very same God who led Israel through the wilderness wandering, the God who inhabited the tabernacle.
这个同一个神去将以色列人带他们经过这个旷野，并且在他们的会幕当中同他们一起。
This was God who defended his people and delivered Israel.
这个神去保护他的子民和释放他们。
Again, deliverer is a common name for God. Yahweh was a deliverer.
耶和华是一个拯救者、释放者。
He brought his people out of slavery.
他将他的人从这个为奴之地去带出来。
You see, the psalmist knows that, but he still says, you seem, God, to be far, far away.
这个诗人都知道这些事实，但是这个诗人仍然觉得神好像站在远处一样。
Again, the psalmist is complaining. He's in
trouble. 这个诗人向神埋怨。
God's people are in trouble.
神的子民在困难的当中。
And the psalmist fears that God is no longer helping him.
这个诗人去怕神呢不再帮助他。
Let me ask you, you know, because it's been a rough few months, have you felt like that?
我问下你，你是不是也都有这样的经历，这样觉得，特别是过去几个月呢？
I know I have. I'm sure you know, not only the pain of suffering, but also the struggle with God's seeming remoteness.
我知道我是这样经历过，不单止是那个痛苦和在这个患难的里面，同埋要在挣扎当中去看看神好像他离我们很远一样。
I think every believer can relate to this at some point in his or her life.
我相信每一个信徒在他生命的某一点某一地步都曾经有这样的经历。
And so the lament psalms like Psalm 10 teach usthat these feelings should not be dismissed as invalid or sinful.
所以诗篇第十篇俾我哋睇到就系呢啲咁嘅感觉唔应该被我哋认为系有罪或者系唔合乎圣经。
But what they tell us, they're part of the journey of the battle of faith. It's an aspect of genuine faith, and it's important to practice it.
这个就是真实信仰的一面，这个是我们属灵生命旅程上面的其中一样东
西。Did you notice in verse 1 of Psalm 10 that the complaint of that second part of that complaint moves to an accusation of that God seems to be disinterested in us?
第一节和第二节也都讲到神，这个诗人觉得神不单只是站在很远，并且神呢对我们好像不感兴趣一样。
You see that on the screen, right? The second question, there's a progression, right?
第一节的第二部分好像一个再进一步的。
It's not just that God is standing far away.
不单止神是站在远处。
The next problem is like God is hiding himself.
甚至乎神好像是隐藏起来。
Now, the word hiding can mean secret, hidden, or concealed.
隐藏的意思可以是说在这个秘密的当中好像收埋了或者是完全的是
看不到。But it can also, have a connotation of an emotional meaning, such as withdrawn, ignoring, pretending.
又或者可以是一个情感上面的层面的意思，就好像是抽离出来，或者是忽视了，或者是假装不在那里。
And so as you read verse 1 again, does that make you feel all uncomfortable?
当你看第一节的时候，你会不会觉得好像不是很舒服这样呢？
It should. The psalmist is basically telling God that he feels as if God is not being God-like.
我们是应该是觉得不舒服，因为诗人他基本上所讲的就是说神呢好像他所做的不是神这样。
If you're not disturbed by verse 1, you probably don't understand it.
如果你不觉得不舒服的时候，或者你不是真的明白这节圣经所讲。
The psalmist is struggling deeply, and not just with his pain.
所以这个诗人去挣扎紧的不单只是他的痛苦。
He's struggling with God himself.
他是同神是有一个挣扎。
You see, injustice is one thing, but God's lack of intervention is a deeper pain.
不公义是一样东西，但是当时你觉得神是没兴趣去参与在当中去化解这个问题的时候，这个是更加痛苦的。
Again, I hope you see the value of being honest with the Lord. Bring your tough questions to him.
希望你看到将你那个问题带到神的面前，这个是一个很重要的一步。
In a sense, that's what Jacob did in Genesis 32 as he wrestled with God.
就好像创世纪第32章雅各和神去摔跤的一样。
Jacob was renamed Israel, overcomer.
雅各被神去改名叫做以色列，就是一个得胜者，和神摔跤都得胜。
He clung, he wrestled with God and overcame.
他和神去摔跤角力，并且是胜过。
All of us eventually discover that life is filled with unfairness.
我们每个人都知道，我们生命里面充满了不公平的东
西。Let me just name a few things. How do you feel when you're not paid a fair wage?
当你发觉了你是得不到一个公平的薪金的时候，你会觉得怎么样？
When you are discriminated against, you see the unfairness of that.
当你被人歧视的时候，你看到当中的不公平。
When you see racial profiling, stereotyping, or racism, practiced, you know those things are unjust.
当你看到种族歧视，你看到人因你的肤色而去断定你是哪一个的时候，你看到当中的不公义。
Let me ask you, how do you feel when you're wronged?By someone.
当人去做嘢去伤害你嘅时候，你会点样嘅感受？
Have you ever watched as people were unfairly treated?
你有冇睇到一啲人系被受到唔公平嘅对待呢？
That's so painful to see.
呢个系好痛苦嘅，对于睇嘅人亦都觉得痛苦。
And what makes the situation even more challenging is when the perpetrator gets away.
更甚的就是说这个犯罪的人他们能够逍遥法外。
Right? Doesn't that upset you? The lack of consequences or resolution? That's a maddening thing.
这些人得不到应有的报应或者是没有后果要负责的时候，会令到人很愤怒。
Complaint. Biblical lamenting gives voice to those tough questions.
我们去向神去埋怨，合乎圣经这样埋怨。是将这些问题带到神的面前。
And these Psalms teach us that you need to bring those questions to God.
诗人去教导我们要将这些问题带到神的面前。
Lament, and this is on slide 9, Lament speaks into all the sorrows of life, no matter how small or big.
哀痛是向着生命的每一个忧伤去说话，无论是大或者小。
Sorrow could enter your life because of unfulfilled longings.
哀伤进入到你的生命，是因为有一些东西你想得到，但是未能够满足到。
Sorrow happens when we experience loneliness or an ailing body or an unfair supervisor at work.
当我们经历到孤单，或者是一个身体有病的时候，又或者一个不公平的上司的时候，我们都经历到这个哀痛。
Sorrow could come in a form of a job loss, financial struggles, a broken engagement, ongoing conflict in a marriage.
又或者是我们失去一个工作，一个经济的困难，我们跟这个配偶分开，或者在婚姻里面有争端的时候，我们都会经历到。
Our hearts can groan and ache under the weight of infertility, cancer, a failed adoption, an adulterous spouse, or wayward children.
又或者是不育，又或者是有癌症， 又或者是我们的配偶去犯奸淫，又或者是我们的儿女去离开走歪路，这些都是使到我们的心是很痛苦。
And you know what happens when you get old? The longer you live, the more pain you see.
当我们越活得久的时候，我们会看到更加多的痛苦。
And God could intervene, but there are times when he chooses not to.
神可以去介入当中，但是有些时候神是选择不去介入。
That's the tension in biblical complaining.
这个就是在属圣经的埋怨当中所产生的张力。
But the biblical complaining or lamenting opens us up to the greatness of God.
但是合乎圣经埋怨去将我们去向神去敞开，去看到神几咁大。
Because it's only God who can handle our pain.
因为只有神才可以处理我们的痛苦。
He can handle our self-pity, our blame, our fear.
他可以处理我们的我们的埋怨，我们的恐惧，我们的自我的低落。
Our great God who can respond to our anger, our disillusionment in the midst of oppression, he can respond, but for some reason we don't know, he doesn't.
神可以在我们受压迫的当中去回应我们的愤怒，但有些时候他选择不回应。
He can deal with persecution under tyranny.
神可以去对付我们被人去压迫、被人去压制的时候的处境。
He can deal with our sense of God forsakenness in the face of life's most profound alienations and exiles.
神可以在我们觉得不再属于这个地方的时候，好像被人遗弃的时候，神可以去对付。
So lay out your struggles, even if they are with God himself.
所以你要将你的挣扎摆到神的面前，纵使这些挣扎是向着神。
You see, the painful questions which once created a barrier between God and yourself can be used by God to bring you closer to him.
这些痛苦的难题是好似将我们同神隔住的时候，其实可以将我们去带到神的面前，更加近他。
Because as you bring your questions before him, or as you write them out and bring them before him, they become the means by which God works renewal in your life.
就是当你将这些问题摆在神的面前去罗列出来的时候，神就是用这些问题去使到你的生命是更新。
You have to realize that lamenting is part of the journey. It's part of the faith journey that we go through.
你要知道这个哀叹是我们人生的旅程的其中一部分，我们需要去经过。
It's how God brings about your heart change.
神就是用这些东西去将你的心去改变。
Now I know for some of you, depending on your culture, this isn't easy to digest.
我知道对于有些人这些是很难去消化，特别是当你有一个不同的文化的时候。
But again, you have to remember, no matter what cultural background influences you, there are certain good things about your culture and some things that aren't so good.
无论你的文化背景是怎样，但你需要知道就是说，我们每一个人的文化背景的里面都有一些好的东西，还有一些不好的东西。
And your job as a Christian is to bring all of that to the Bible.To the scriptures, to God.
所以你作为基督徒，你的工作就是将这些所有的东西去带到神的前面。
See in the Bible what is in line with God's word and what isn't.
你要用圣经去考察一下，有些什么是合乎圣经，有些什么是不合乎圣经。
Again, there is a time and a place to tell God how you feel.
我们有时候有地方是需要去向神去讲，我们听我们觉得是怎样。
Now asking God questions is not the only aspect or step in biblical complaint.
去向神去发问，唔系只系向神去遮叹嘅唯一嘅一个方法。
And as you'll see on slide 10, Psalm 10 also shows us the value of telling God our frustrations.
詩篇第十篇亦都讲俾我哋听，我哋向神去讲俾向神讲出我哋嗰个挫折感系有一个价值。
And you know that as a human being, you know, when you talk things over with someone, you feel better, right?
你知道当人去向神向人去倾诉你嘅感受嘅时候系有帮助。
There's something helpful and right about regularly laying out the specifics of your pain.
当你去罗列出你嘅痛苦嘅详细嘅时候系有帮助。
And you'll see that in the psalm, I'll show it to you. In verses 2-4, you'll see the cause of his complaint there.
在第二节至到第四节，我们看到诗人的埋怨的原因在哪里？
You can see it on the screen. In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Verse 2. Verse 3, the wicked... I'm sorry,
第二节看到恶人，这些骄横的人去追逐。
Verse 3, the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul.
而第三节他说恶人以心愿自夸。
The one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord.
他说贪财的背弃耶和华并且轻慢他。
Verse 4, in the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him.
他说恶人面带骄傲，他说耶和华必不追究。
Continuing verse 4, all his thoughts are there is no God.
他说他一切所想的都以为无神。
This is on slide 11. The psalmist is outraged, right? You just saw that. He's outraged with the wicked actions of the proud.
这个诗人是因着这些骄傲的人的行径，他觉得很愤怒。
He's frustrated that there seems to be no justice.
他觉得很沮丧，因为他觉得好像没有公义。
It appears that the proud, the oppressive person, only knows success.
表面看好像这些骄傲的人，这些压迫人的人呢，是他们只会有成功。
Let me just paraphrase from verses 9 through 11. His ways prosper all the time.
他说呢，他凡是他们所做的，他们时常是稳固。
The proud or the oppressive person's judgments are on high, out of his sight.
他说你的审判超过了他的眼界。
The oppressor acts as if he'll never experience adversity.
这些压迫人的人，好像他们所做的，是他们不需要经历有坏的后果。
The proud and wicked person's mouth is full of cursing.
这些骄傲的人，他们满口都是咒骂。
He lies in wait and plans for his next victim.
他是就是躺卧在那里去等候他下一个受害者。
Vulnerable people are hurt by the wicked and evil person's actions.
这些无依无靠的人就是倒在他们的爪牙之下，就是他们的
And the proud man concludes in verse 11 that God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it.
这个诗人的总结就是说，神竟忘记了他掩面，明不观看。
But the psalmist doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop at his powerless position. He calls out to God.
但是个诗人并没有在那里就停了，他去向神去呼求。
And as slide 12 will show you, his blunt complaint is an opportunity to redirect the core of his being, his heart.
他向神的投诉是给他有一个机会将他的心呢重新去指向神。
And rather than allowing painful circumstances to rule him, creating bitterness and despair, he lays out his tough questions, his angst before God.
他并没有使到让他的痛苦的处境 去控制住佢，使到佢苦毒或者系绝望。佢将呢啲嘢去罗列喺神嘅面前。
And as the psalmist expresses his frustrations to the Lord, that lament pushes him toward God, not away.
佢将呢啲嘢摆喺神嘅面前嘅时候，就推向将佢去推向更加靠近神。
Do you see the difference? You know, many do the opposite. They say, "Oh, what's the use? God doesn't hear me. I'm not going to pray."
有啲人嘅反应会唔同，就系佢哋话：哦，仲有咩用咧？向神祈祷仲有咩用咧？神都唔理我。
No, this exercise of lamenting, complaining brings the person closer to God.
但系呢个诗篇里边所讲嗰种嘅向神嘅投诉埋怨。借叹是将这个人去推近神。
I think you'll agree with me. In hindsight, as we look back at our pain, pain makes us short-sighted.
我相信你都明白，就是说痛苦去使我们是眼光短浅。
It tends to narrow our focus on the sorrow that took over our life.
好多时这个痛苦将我们的眼光只是注意在我们的哀痛的里面。
It's as if we had tunnel vision. Nothing else matters except the pain.
我们所看的就只好像看到我们那个痛苦，其他东西都看不到了。
And as you very well know as a fellow human being, you know how desperate we get for relief.
你知道我们是几咁渴望会得到释放。
And it's so easy.To become preoccupied with the weight of sorrow.
但我们很容易就被这个痛苦的压力去全全的去支配了我们。
Because we see and experience the unfairness of life.
因为我们看到经历到生命的不公平。
And we fear of never being happy again.
我们又会怕我们不会再开心了。
You see, if you leave yourself unchecked and you don't lament, you could create a self-focused emotional spiral and you go down, down and down.
当你让自己是就是这样的时候，你不去向神去遮叹哀求去投诉的时候，你就让自己一路一路这样跌下去。
So to combat that, write out your complaints to the Lord. Journal it.
要去对付这件事情，你就要将你的投诉向神去罗列出来，写出来。
Bring it to him. That's a step towards restoration.
将这些东西带在神的面前，这一步就是去让我们更加行近这个我们修复的地步。
And as you're honest with the Lord, you know what will happen? Those difficulties will start losing their hold on your heart.
当你向神去坦诚的时候，这些坏的处境就不再去找紧你。
Because as we express our complaints before God, as he hears us, we get to see our situation more clearly.
当我们去向神去罗列这些投诉的时候，神去听我们的时候，我们就会看到更加清楚看到我们的处境。
Now, next time we'll look at the sub-steps, the asking and the trusting.
下一次我们会再看另外的两个细步，就是说我们要去求同埋去相信。
They appear very clearly in Psalm 22 and Psalm 13.
他们都在诗篇的22篇和13篇很清楚地讲出来。
But let me just briefly, in closing, mention that our complaints are more than a series of grievances.
但我们的投诉不单只是只是一系列的委屈申冤。
It's the path of reorienting your thinking and your feelings.
而是就是一条路去将我们的思想和我们的感情重新校正。
And on slide 13, I just have some simple steps on how to complain the right way.
我们有几个步骤去让我们学习我们怎样是正确的向神去投诉。
Very simple. First, you got to come humbly.
第一，你首先来到是要谦卑。
If you're going to offer a complaint to God, it must be done with a humble heart.
如果你要向神去投诉的时候，你一定要是用谦卑的心去做。
You know, I don't think there's ever a place to be angry with God.
我不相信我们应该去向神去发怒。
But as I've been explaining to you, I think it's permissible to ask pain-filled questions as long as you're coming humbly.
但我讲的就是说你是可以去向神去提出这些让你痛苦的问题，只要你是谦卑地来到。
As a fellow human being, you know what pride does. We're very demanding when we're prideful.
我们知道当我们骄傲的时候，我们要求很多东西。
We believe God owes us something when our pride takes over our hearts.
当我们的心都是满有骄傲的时候，我们以为神都欠了我们。
And that will never lead us to true lamenting.
这件事不会帮助我们去到真正的向神去哀叹。
Come to the Lord with your pain, but leave your pride behind.
将你的痛苦带到神的面前，但要将你的骄傲去留下。
The next step is on slide 14, and maybe this one is not too simple, because I get a lot of pushback on this. Pray the Bible.
第二点就是说用圣经去祈祷。
Just take a lament psalm and pray it back to God.
就好像用一个普通的诗篇去向神去祈祷。
Because they're his words and they can capture the struggle of your soul.
因为这些是神的话语，他们可以去捉住你那个灵魂当中的挣扎。
And finally, be honest. And really, that's a summary of what we've been saying all along.
最后就是说我们一路所讲的。
As you can see on the screen, biblical complaint doesn't work if you aren't honest with God.
就是说我们要坦诚。如果我们不坦诚的时候，我们所这种所谓用圣经的投诉是不会有效。
Talk to him as he is. He's your loving father.
这个是爱你的父亲，你要去坦诚地向他去讲。
And remember, you have a savior, Jesus, who understands your struggles. Hebrews 4:15, right?
你要记得我们的救主耶稣基督明白我们的挣扎。
Take comfort in the fact that Jesus practiced lament. My God, my God. Why have you forsaken me? That's the ultimate lament.
就好像耶稣基督在十字架上面向神讲话，我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？这个就是耶稣基督向神那种的哀叹。
You can take comfort in that because he gave himself for you there.
你在当中可以得到安慰，因为神，耶稣基督将他自己去交上，代了你。
He takes your place. He pays your sin penalty against God.
他将这个代价去为你已经付上了，这个是你犯罪所要付出的代价。
And Jesus lived the righteous life that you should have or ought to have done.
耶稣基督活了一个公义的生活，是你和我都需要去活的。
And he clothes you with his perfect righteousness. God the Father sees Jesus' righteousness when he looks at you.
耶稣基督将他的公义是加在你的身上。当神看到我们的时候，就看到耶稣基督的公义。
And we're not alone because New Testament says we have the Spirit of God who intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
我们并不是孤单，因为神说有神的圣灵在我们的当中为我们祈求，是用说不出来的叹息为圣徒祈求。
And so you're not surprising God with your struggles and your frustrations.
所以当我们将我们的困难、我们的挣扎、我们的沮丧带到神的面前的时候，神不会觉得是惊讶。
But remember this, don't get stuck.Just complaining.
但你要记得不要只是挂着去埋怨投诉。
Complain is never meant to be an end in itself.
这个投诉不是这个终点。
In other words, lament does not give you an excuse to wallow in your frustrations.
就是说这个哀叹并没有给你一个藉口去只是在你的挣扎的里面。
Biblical complaint is a means to an end.
这个合乎圣经的那种的投诉和埋怨只是去到一个终点的一个方法。
You know, when you go had to have surgery, you're cut up. That's meant to heal, right? But you're cut up.
当你去接受一个手术的时候你要开刀要去切开这个是痛苦但是是引领你去到得到医治。
And so when you complain, it's designed to move you along, to further you, to heal you.
所以当你去向神去投诉埋怨的时候是将你去带到这个医治的终点。
We lament so that we are able to move closer to God.
我们哀叹可以帮助我们去更加靠近神。
And that will help you to deal with your troubles during this time.
这个就可以在这个时候去帮助你去面对你的困难。
Oh Lord, we pray that you would help us to practice biblical lamenting.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们去实践合乎圣经的哀叹。
We've been through several tough months and probably more tough months ahead.
我们经历过去几个月的困难的时间，并且在将来还有几个月我们要经历。
How will we process our tough questions?
我们怎会可以怎样去处理这些这么困难的问题呢？
May we bring them honestly before your throne.
愿意我们去坦诚地将这些问题带到你的施恩宝座面前。
And may that lead us to be delivered from our agony.
愿意这件事可以去将我们在我们的哀叹的里面去释放出来。
So help us, Lord, to diligently follow your word and practice biblical lamenting.
所以求主你帮助我们去实践合乎圣经的哀叹。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求。阿门。